Okay, we're holding here in Kufnun Aleph. He says, "Umasha Amra Teira Lechol Pesach Al Matzes Umreirim." So let's step back a second. In the Kalolius, what he said before was that the Metzias of Korban Pesach is Achdus Vakadosh Baruch Hu. That was Ke'ilu, the Nekuda where Klal Yisrael took HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Klal Yisrael at that point was Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Achdus. And all the different pratim about Korban Pesach relate to that. That was the point until now. Now he's going to home in on something very specific. The etzem achil of Pesach of matzahs and morim was also like that. There were two main arenas of avodah zarah. One was many kochos. In other words, a primitive person looked around at the bria. He saw a lot of different, wind and sea and sun and so on and so forth. And each one he attributed to a separate koach. That's one area. The second area, a much deeper one, and one that was a lot more significant, is the ability to understand as Ra and Tov coming from one place. Because that's something that really, a person says to himself, it can't be. It can't be that which is good in the Bria and that which is bad can come from one place. I mean, the same God who built Auschwitz could not have given us 50 years later such a great rebound. Those are the real issues. So whether consciously or not consciously, like much more by the Christians, for instance, you have a focus on the minions of the devil, the bad part of Bria, the good part of the Bria, and so on. That is the central thrust of what apikorsim are, and that's why the resolution to the issue of tzaddik viralo at best was always kind of, well, that's ra, and it has to be that way, it's coming from somewhere else. There's a hidden agenda of it not being a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the matz and the mor coming together, the chayrus and the shibud coming together for one process, that is the amun of Korban Pesach. Shehem oimrim kimin ha'echad le'yavi ribu. You cannot have from one ribu coming out. Rak mikoyach echad yavi davechad bolvat. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, only one thing can come from him. If I have one element, if I have pure water, the only thing I get from it is water and more water. There's nothing else that can come from it. If I have two different elements, I can combine it in different ways. More salt, more less salt. More sugar, less sugar. Here, it's Pshat is, if there's only one, everything would be exactly the same. Olafika kasha yiru ribu boilam. Ukvar huchlat lem kimina ergam lava ribu. When they see a ribu in the world, and they've made up already, they already have the axiom that from one element you cannot have many elements. So that's where they posited that you have to have at least you have to have two different shrashim. It cannot be that the entire world and everything that happens boils down from one. So you get sentences colloquially like HaKadosh Baruch Hu who could not stand up to the Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not wish to stand up to the Ra. Instead of understanding that everything comes from a common shayrish, we find different ways of answering it, more from or less from, that's two different mahalka. So you have to understand something. This is like, this is going from a situation of total, terrible shibud, where everything bad happens to Klal Yisrael, to a situation where all of a sudden everything is fantastically good, and they have to be makir that it's one and the same. It's coming from one and the same, and this is where it's going from. So it's just like, let's give a mashal in a again, something down to us. somebody goes for army training to a very elite unit, and the officer that's training them is merciless, and he's tough, and he pushes them and drives them like a mishugana. And the same person in battle risks his life to save them. There's a certain realization that when he was driving them so mercilessly, it was also because he wanted to see them come out alive from the battle. He just understood that unless he would push them mercilessly, he would not he would not be able to survive. So the same person who was so brutal and sadistic was really the Baal Chesed that saved him and risked his own life. That's a very, very difficult relationship, because Adam Yerle Naim, we judge things by what they appear to us as, and things that appear to us bad, difficult, bitter, and things that appear good and pleasant, sweet, are not one and the same. And therefore, it's a tremendous... And here you're talking about not a theology of, well, is it many kochos, some kochos, a little kochos? You're talking about something that it's again to you. You suffered terribly, you lost everything, and you were miraculously rebuilt. And you have to put the two together and say, there is one purpose and one rutzen behind all this. This carbon, the setting for the carbon is matzmer together. Akadosh Baruch Hu is described as ani omes vani echia ani emchatz vani erpa erpa v'emchatz. Akadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives life and death and crushes and heals. And the Maral says one step further. Not only is the pshat that it's an emuna that we has to be one and the same, but it's stronger than that. That from one you cannot get opposite pulos. Hadavu hefechze. Kimi pneishu echad. Who are coil? Shre einzulosse. Ulefikach meitoy bo hafechem pashas ba'al ha'mayla. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, that's why the hafechem come from him. Let's talk about this. This is a heavy one, and this is a tough one. Let's see one more sentence. Ki hafechem hem gam kein hakol. Bavur shali yimotze oit chelek. Valdei hafechem yesh hakol. Hafechem include everything because there's nothing else. Well, the fikach ro'ui sheyetsu hafechem and oisu shum yuchod kiroshem en hakor. Let's talk a little about this, and this is a very deep nekuda of the Maral. The definition of opposite, the Maral has it in different ofanim. He says yedias hafechem echod, who we spoke about. But let's understand something. Soft and bitter are not opposites. Even though we like a soft pillow and we don't like a bitter herb. But it's not opposites. And the reason is because they're not on the same axis. Soft is something that's on the axis of touch. Bitter is on the axis of taste. That's not opposites. Blue and orange are not opposite colors, even though one is a kind of more relaxed color, one is a kind of more vibrant color, but they're not opposites. To be opposite, you need two things have to happen. In logic, the real opposite, the real set, the only real pair of opposites are A and not A. Because soft and hard are also gradations. But when I say A and not A, I say everybody in the room and everybody not in the room, that those are the positive and negative of something. The properties of that are they're of the same nature, on the same axis, and they are exhaustive. In other words, once I have A and not A, I have everything, and they are mutually exclusive. So when I hear opposites, I hear that there's an inyan that can, that inyan is kolol hakol, and I also hear that it is it's complete and takes everything around in a way that I don't hear when I have only one side of the matter. For instance, if I tell you a svara, I tell you, Yechayev kares for this and this. You know, maybe not. I don't know. I have to look up the halacha. But if I sit down and I say, there are two options. Either Yechayev kares or not Chayev kares. If I disprove the not being Chayev kares, I prove the Chayev kares. Whenever I have two opposites, I what I get at the end of it is what shines out when I've succeeded in dividing something to opposites is something that I attribute totality to it in a way that it's very hard to identify if I don't have the two opposites. And more than that, I understand the shoresh. If I say good and bad in a moral sense, If there was no the Gemara in Kedushin has a whole, when the Gemara speaks about Nai Kofel, the Gemara says, what do I need Nai Kofel for in the parashas Bechukosa over there in the parasha of the Tochochas and the Onshim? And the Gemara says, I could have thought that if I do the mitzvahs, I get schar, and if not, not schar and not onish. So what the Gemara is trying to explain is there's a big difference between those two. If you would get schar for doing mitzvahs and nothing for not doing anything, it would be, it's not just a pshat we'd be lacking on shvaveris. We're not talking about a moral universe. You're talking about a specific, a nice thing. It's a specific point. It's not something that I can say is an entire inyan. When I say you get schar, it's either or. It's when you do good, the mahalach succeeds. When you do bad, it is destroyed. Then I've identified a certain nekuda that is a metzias and a complete metzias. The metzias of the world is tolu on toiv. Toiv is the metzias of the world. No tov is the non metzias of the world. So if I want to define what a student is. So what is a student? So I say, well, there are a lot of things that you do in the school. So you play basketball. Maybe we'll define, since many students play basketball, and a mute don't play basketball, we can define students as people who play basketball. But, you know, very few people have been thrown out of institution not playing basketball, so it's hard to say that that's the school. It's a thing. It happens in school. Everybody eats lunch in the school. But it's not something that I can say if yes, yet, if not, not. But if I look at grades, in the old-fashioned schools where they threw you out if you failed and you stayed if you passed, so I could say, oh, this is the school. If you learn, you're in. If you don't learn, you're out. But if I only have one side of the equation, it's a thing. It's not a shleimus in the sense of all-encompassing. It's an element. So there's something extremely, extremely significant in the split between the things that have opposites and something is makiv opposites. In other words, scholastic performance in a school is makiv the one who... The word scholastic performance is makiv the one who is in the school and the one who's not in the school. It's lack, it thrusts him out of school, it's gaining, puts him into the school. So the definition of things that are total is defined by being able to understand it as encompassing a dover and a hifuchoi. That's what the morale is aiming at. If Toiv would be a nice saintly God giving mitzvahs to sweet people and so on, that's not the tfisa of Echad that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a thing. It's a nice thing. It doesn't include it. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes the Ra and Nisoyen and so on, Tochaitim and wherever is needed, and the Toiv, tells me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. That defines the Echadness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The echadness doesn't mean only one. Echad means total. It is all encompassing. That's where it's all encompassing. And Adarabi says the gilu that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all encompassing in that oifen. So that's what he says over here. The Korban Pesach is the Korban acknowledging the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's acknowledged in one hand to kind of that we don't look at the Pratim, you know, everything about Korban Pesach is one. And then he says the final point is that you have the Chirus and the Golus in one unit together. And when you have it in one unit together, that's where you have the demonstration. That's where you have the Deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad. I guess we need to bring it down to our Metzius very strongly, because this is the heart of it and so on. Everybody's life, everybody's progress includes both elements. I mean, we won't have to go to the extremes of Klai Yisrael going through Chorm Europe and rebuilding in one shot, even though it is something that is very stunning and it's extraordinary. But in a person's life also, there's you may ava and you may sinner, as the Shari Yasha says, as the Sefer Yasha says. It's very important to deher them as part of the same thing. A person, it's very hard to deher it with a teacher, Rebbe figure, because it's personal and people don't like to be. Yes, you know that the discipline is there for a purpose and so on and so forth, but it's hard for a person to relate to that, and we always suspect that another person is guilty of some negia and so on. That's a hard place to put it into. But in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person's own Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone recognizes there are times when he needs a sterner approach, there are times when he needs to toughen up or to be toughened, and there are times when he needs to be accepted. And the tachlis is one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one tachlis for a person, and to bring out what is what the person has in him in terms of his kochos. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga with a person in his life encompasses the totality of life. In other words, the difficult and the pleasant means that the person has a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being echad. It says shiftecho mishantecho hemi nachmuni. It's an extraordinary. A shevet is a stick that you use to hit somebody. A mishenes is a stick you use to lean on. The sticks can look the same. A simple stick is a staff. It can use both to walk on and to hit somebody with. He says it shiftecho mishantecho hemi nachmuni. There's a certain sense when we sit by the Seder and we go through the understanding of the Golos and Gula. We have to first of all understand how sharply together they were. Klai Yisrael was still avadim, and Eved is an incredibly it's the pits of life. I mean, a person is devoid of any humanity while he's alive. My body belongs to somebody else. My time belongs to somebody else. My sweat belongs to somebody else. My accomplishments, everything. Forget about the hardships. I have, you know, my kids are not my kids. There's nothing that we invest more of self than in a kid. And for a person to wake up and his kids are somebody else's is the most devastating blow to a person's humanity that you could possibly imagine. And that's your situation one day. The next day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is breaking the Teva down for you and splitting the sea. It was a very, very short kufa. Imagine Hitler Machshmoy would have announced in 1945 that he has Charata and he's now starting to build Kolim for Yungel Light and Shikunim and so on. It doesn't the mind doesn't easily put it together. I mean, that was the experience of Mitzrayim, and the understanding that the fullness of the Gilui lies in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there both times. There was an Hagar that needed to bring out, to weed out a lot of difficult elements of Klai Yisrael, and needed to develop the positive elements. And the two together is what caused, is what Yitzchak Mitzrayim is. The Amatz and Remi Yochlu is the one and the same. And that's why there's a special inyan of the Kairach. It's very strange. Zeichel Migdash Kehillel. I mean, people are chumris, do like the Rambam Shita. But, you know, they'll take a Rambam's chumrah. Nobody goes through the Gemara, picks out Amoroyim, or Tanoim, or Amoroyim, that we don't pass them like, and it's Machm like them. And certainly not some of the Santa Geb as Manazat, they get only the Migdash. So, in the Migdash, if you pass like Hillel, you did it that way. The Teretz is, there's an Akuda, I won't sort of hezber machlok of, I think we spoke about it also, we learned that some ones, that if you don't like Hillel, you hold, everyone's might is a din about matzahs and merim, but it's the fact that you're eating it together with the Karban Pesach, even if not physically in one shot, is what gives it the Shem Amatzah Merchlu. But the oifen that Hillel did it brings out the Nakuda that we also think is essential Nakuda in a very powerful way. There's an inyan for us to be toifisit because that is the Etzim, that is what Kairach is. So sort of high point in a certain sense is the Willam Dunim. So know that the Kairach is just like an extra ceremony. You eat it with the first Kazai Samatza, the second one we know is not so important, but the first Kazai Samara. Hillel is a nice thing, and it's just kind of added a tag down for some reason. In a certain sense, mitzad, the flavor of it, the Matzah Merchlu is a flavor of Pesach. It's the two opposites which encompass the entire Bria. It's going from being an Eved to being a king in one shot. That heckin for the Bria is where we understand Akash Baruch's Achdus. That Akash Baruch's Metzius is the encompassment of everything. The fact that he encompasses everything. That is the understanding that Hefechim Ashayach Akash Baruch Hu, we the Herdus in Yenom. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.